This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. 855-450-3733 allows you to bring up whatever you want, but we always, of course, bring stuff in to talk to you about that we think that you might find interesting. And the we tonight is me, Ian.
And Chris.
Our normal Saturday night co-host, Daryl Perry, is actually in Concord, New Hampshire tonight, as he is staying through the night in Concord due to him being the chairman of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, re-elected today as chairman of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire. So congratulations.
And that's great news. Daryl's very, very committed to, first of all, libertarian ideals, and very committed to the party being a success and actually being meaningful.
He's one of the most committed libertarians that I know. And
I would second that. I mean, he is, and it's not just on, I'm picking this issue and I feel really this way, but on these other things, no, he looks at everything through a libertarian lens. And
yeah, and he's nonstop activism. I mean, from waking to going to sleep at night, he probably dreams about activism. he's nonstop. The guy is a tour de force. It's you know, a pleasure to assist him in the things that he's doing, which is why I got back involved in the Libertarian Party here in New Hampshire in the first place, was because Daryl was interested in kind of working on that. I'll go along with you, Daryl. And
sure.
Now he's the chairman of the party, was elected last year in sort of a special election, and today, there was a challenge to his nomination as chairmanship. There was somebody else who was trying to, you know, get the nod, and that other person did not succeed. That other person is a registered Republican. So I was glad to see that the New Hampshire Libertarian Party has again retained its principles. It is, in my opinion, probably the most principled, or one of the, you know, two most principled libertarian state parties in the United States. New Hampshire and Vermont were the two Libertarian Party state parties that did not vote for Gary Johnson overwhelmingly, or the other guy who was the other kid, the young guy that was running for president, their presidential nomination. I forget.
Yeah, I do too.
But the two most unprincipled candidates that they had, it was New Hampshire and Vermont were the two states that did not vote for those two people overwhelmingly. The other states did. Yeah. New Hampshire and Vermont voted for Daryl Perry and John McAfee of the different choices that were options. And so it's nice to see that the New Hampshire Libertarian Party continues to be a strong, principled libertarian group. There was an attempt to water down the platform today as well, which also failed. So
this is interesting because I've read a couple articles lately. It's been kind of a back and forth, and I'll try to find the links to them. But the idea that Republicans and libertarians are just sort of automatically joined at the hip.
No.
Because libertarians tend to be fiscally conservative.
They tend to be, yeah.
That's sort of a catchphrase, and I say
probably
that sort
more
of
so than Republicans.
Tongue in cheek, because, yeah, Republicans have not, they may say they are, but they haven't really demonstrated
it
in recent years. Exactly.
I mean, if the Republicans, you know, for all the talk, they were in charge of the national government, the federal government, for, what, 2000 to 2006 under the Bush administration?
Sure.
And I remember specifically we were
2008, before they were really charged.
Okay, whatever it was. But yeah. They were totally domination of the House and the Senate and you know, the executive. And I remember specifically we were on the air when I think it was Trent Lott, who was like the speaker or something like that, or
speaker
House Majority Leader.
Senate Leader, excuse me.
Whatever it was. Yeah. I don't pay close attention to who these people are.
I do remember that.
Yeah. I remember his name, and I remember what he said, because it was such a memorable quote. He said, "We've cut government to the bone." I just thought,
what bone?
Right.
I mean, funny bone, maybe.
The government has gotten bigger and bigger year after year after year, regardless of whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats who've been in charge. And, you know, I mean, at least under Clinton, you could argue they had a surplus. They didn't have that under the Bush years.
Yeah, and I think that that idea that, you know, fiscal conservatism marries parties together is really false, because conservatism, at least in its modern usage, is really a political philosophy.
Is it?
I think it is.
Because we'd ask people to define it on the air, and they can't.
This was the argument from a couple of these articles I had read, and libertarianism is more of a it's a philosophy of law. It to me, and I agreed with this in the article, that it deals more with your rights and the defense of those rights and property rights and things like that. So it's more, I would say, if you were to characterize it, more legal based. In as opposed to a political type of movement.
Well, libertarianism is definitely a philosophy, right? I mean, it's based on a principle. It's based on the non-aggression principle, the idea that it's not okay ever to use aggressive force or the threat of aggressive force to achieve political or social goals. Very simple, very easy to sum that up. I don't see what the philosophy is behind conservatism. I mean, beyond we should keep things the way they've been. Or go back to the way they were.
And that's where I think the term political philosophy sort of comes into play. It's just these are core tenets that we say we believe in, and it crosses the board, and it shifts, and it changes, and it depends on which way. Exactly.
Yeah. Same thing with the Democrats. I mean, what does it mean to be progressive? What are you progressing towards?
Right.
Can you define it?
Progressing towards 1913.
Well, they're certainly progressing towards more government, but so are the the Republicans.
Sure.
So what makes them so different? I mean, just the fact that they have different favorite programs, maybe, that they want to focus on.
Exactly.
Beyond that, the only principle that they seem to have, the Republicans and the Democrats, is the principle of controlling others. I mean, the principle of we tell you what to do.
Right, and we're going to do that by taking your money, and we're going to spend it on the things that either the right or left feels are most important. And should be most important to you, Ian, things like national defense and keeping our police forces strong and or vast wealth redistribution schemes under progressivism. So.
Which, of course, the Republicans never repeal. I mean, you know, they won't touch Medicare or whatever.
Social Security.
The military. And they won't touch these things.
Nope.
Everybody thinks Trump's going to do something to significantly change Washington, D.C., and color me skeptical about that, really. I mean, our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, because, you know, we've asked this question over the years a few times, and it is always an interesting discussion. You're welcome to answer it if you want, but, you know, what does it mean to be conservative? What does it mean to be a liberal? I mean, it's one of those things we can come back to any old time and ask that, because everybody's got their own idea. It doesn't mean anything.
Which I think is natural and good, that people should have their own idea about what they believe the philosophy should be. And
nothing uniting there. If, you know, I agree with you. Each person should have their own belief system and should be individual. But, you know, how do you identify what this is? How do you even know what this means to be a conservative?
This sort of points out the fallacy of party systems that, you know, if the Republican Party has 20 million members, do they all believe the same things?
Of course not.
No more than, you know, every libertarian.
Some different beliefs, too. But the libertarians seem to differ more on how the non-aggression principle should apply on certain issues. Like, you know, they'll disagree on, I don't want to broach the subject, but on abortion, for instance.
Sure. No, it's a good point.
There's some, you know, differing positions. Intellectual property is another one.
That's a very divisive one.
Libertarians will disagree. But generally, there is that uniting principle that is pretty standard across the board, which is don't aggress against your neighbors.
Right. And that's why, again, these couple articles refer to it more as a sort of a legal-esque philosophy as opposed to simply political, simply...
I think of it as a moral philosophy.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that at all.
I mean, this is the oldest...
To me, it is,
It's the oldest lesson in the book. It's the first lesson you learn on the playground, you know, is don't hit Johnny and don't hit Sally.
Right.
You know, you don't do that.
Yeah.
That's not... And the funny thing is that we, most of us, came to embrace and understand that on the playground, like mom and dad taught us, or the teacher said, you don't do this, it's bad, you're going to get punished for it, or you don't do it because you don't want someone else to do it to you. You know, there's rationale that even a child can understand here, but yet when people get older, they lose it.
Well, what happens is we spend the next 20 years after we've learned this valuable lifelong lesson
undoing it
and being taught that that's not exactly how we should be thinking.
I was told by one of the local statists here, Fred Parcells, who is, you know, was a code enforcer and a cop, that someday I'll grow up and think like him.
Oh, right, there you go.
Yeah. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to talk about the border coming up.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, we invite you to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about just sort of the general discussion we were having about, you know, being a conservative or a liberal versus a libertarian. Libertarians actually is a, you know, political philosophy based on morality, based on a principle, a very easy to understand principle that is, I think, a starting point, a good starting point for how we can have a better society and how human beings can better interact more peaceably with one another. We're going to get into all of that. Plus, coming up, the border, specifically searches at the border.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a story about that, Chris. And
I do.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Well, it's been a tough day for Bitcoin with the price. Tough last couple days for Bitcoin, with the price taking a pretty big tumble over, looks like the last, I don't know, three to five days, mm-hmm. going down from around $1,250 to right now at about $960 mm-hmm. U.S. dollars.
That's about where I saw it earlier today. Yeah,
huge
drop.
And, you know, we got into some of it earlier this week as far as, well, why is this happening? People want to know. Well, of course, you never really know for sure why Bitcoin's price goes up or down. It is a global market with a whole lot of purchasers being in China.
Right.
But regardless, there is one thing that's, you know, bringing people to some cause for concern, and that is the future of Bitcoin is somewhat in question, and that may be why the price is going down. Now, some would say, hey, this is a buying opportunity. Now's a good time to get in.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say that the future of Bitcoin is in question, but the future path of Bitcoin may be a better way to put that.
Well, how about the future success of Bitcoin? I mean, Bitcoin's not going to go away. It's pretty established. It was the first and most successful cryptocurrency. But like a lot of things, nothing stays on top forever.
No, and there's some great challengers out there to it in a lot of different fields.
And the good news is we have an official wallet on Free Talk Live that not only holds Bitcoin, but also holds its top two challengers as well, Ethereum or Ether, mm-hmm. which is right now the number two cryptocurrency. And Ether actually recently passed Bitcoin in trading volume for the very first time in a one-day, 24-hour time frame. More dollars worth of Ether was traded on the markets than Bitcoin.
Wow.
And that's pretty big.
That's huge.
They're up to almost like $4 billion, or they were. I think they dropped down.
Market cap, I'll look at
that. But the market cap is huge. It's the only other cryptocurrency above $1 billion in market cap. Bitcoin was at $20 billion just a few days ago. Now it's at $15.
Yeah.
And its percentage of the total market, like if you look at the value of all of the cryptocurrencies out there, the hundreds of them, I mean, there's only like a top 20 that really matter. But if you look at the value of all of them, Bitcoin's lower and lower and lower. And it's at a new record low as far as the percentage of the market, like its dominance in the market. It was like 73% down from the 85 percentile.
And I think this is healthy. I mean, I love to see some competition. Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, some of these other currencies that are popping up are not even popping up. They've been around. Ethereum's been around for a couple of years now.
Yeah, two or 3 years.
But they do different things. They do things differently, and they will fulfill people's needs in different ways. And that's cool.
Important. That's important in the marketplace. So you can get the Jax wallet for your not only iPhone and Android, but also you can get it for Windows and Mac and Linux and browser plugins for Firefox and Chrome, and it's all free. So go to jax.io or your Google or Apple App Store, jaxx.io. It's Bitcoin, Ether, Dash, and I've heard rumors that the Dash is going to be re-implemented on iOS because Apple, for whatever reason, squashed that several months ago.
Oh, for God.
So if you got iOS, well, sorry, but you can't have Dash there. At least I've heard, maybe it came out in this newer version because they just released a 1.2 the other day, just a couple days ago. So gotcha. I don't know. I don't have an iPhone device, so if you know better than us on that, let us know what the current status is. But anyway, it holds multiple cryptocurrencies, and it was created by a Free Talk Live listener, Anthony DiOrio, who also happens to be one of the founders of Ethereum.
and it's easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax. There's also Shapeshift integration in there, so if you're like a lot of people who are thinking about like bailing out of Bitcoin and you want to shift over to one of those other cryptos, you can just do that from right within the wallet. It's super easy. Again, you can back it up, so if you lose your phone, not the end of the world. You can just load up Jax on another device and use your backup phrase, and there's all your crypto again. So very, very easy, very cool. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at JAXX.io. So let's jump into this story, Chris, about the border. I just recently took a trip to Mexico.
Yes.
My first time going to Mexico. It was not my first international travel, but it was my first time flying internationally. And I was a little concerned coming back into the United States. Wasn't concerned about going to Mexico.
Right.
That's not a problem at all.
Yeah.
It's like they want you to be there.
Exactly.
Welcome, gringo. Spend your money.
Come spend your money.
Yep. If you stay longer than 180 days, we're just going to fine you. And
right.
I forget who said, I think it might have been Daryl who saw a headline the other day that 91% of Americans in Mexico are illegal.
I've seen that too. I thought that was great.
So, things are very different down there. But coming back, I'd seen these headlines about, well, the federal government can search your devices when you're at the border.
Right.
Because they don't consider the border to be the United States, that you're still in sort of no man's land or, you know, in this political jurisdiction where they have special abilities to search beyond what they would normally need a warrant for.
Right.
And so they can demand that you hand over your password to get into the device.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, and this has been talked about for the last couple of years, too. I can't remember if it was the ACLU or electronic EFF or one of those
probably
guys.
Both.
Yeah, have been talking about this sort of constitution-free zone, which some say extends like 150 miles into the country by U.S. staff. You guys have talked about that.
Yeah, we had reported that. That was years ago that they were talking about that constitution-free zone. It turns out that the 100-mile thing is just, that's just where they happen to set up these checkpoints,
right,
is usually within 100 miles, but there's nothing at all legally prohibiting them from setting up a checkpoint right in the middle of America.
Exactly.
So there's
middle
nothing whatsoever.
Kansas,
except they just haven't done it yet. That's all. So the constitution-free zone is the entirety of the United States.
I would agree with that assessment, at least in a lot of ways. So this story comes to us from CNN. And the title is Privacy Rights at Border Draw Scrutiny Under Trump Immigration Crackdown.
Mm.
And this is by Tal Copan. Washington, the border may be the closest place there is in the United States to a constitution-free zone. Courts have held that it's an area where people have very limited privacy rights and the government has broad authority. Privacy advocates are now more and more concerned about how that legal gray zone could be used. The border has also become the primary battlefield for President Trump's hardline positions on immigration. The president has called for beefing up security on the southern border, instituted a travel ban, and called for more extreme vetting of would-be immigrants and visitors.
We're going to get into this coming up here in moments. You can also share your thoughts with us, whether it's about your freedoms in general, whatever's on your mind. The border, 855-453, 855-450-3733. Should you be subject to search?
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the border, and it's Ian and Chris with you here tonight. You can join us on Skype. By the way, Skype username is lrn.fm. And I want you to know about Freedoms Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. And once again, our toll-free number if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the border. And the status, you know, whatever the status might be that you have, which isn't much, when you're going through the border, they can basically do what they want with you.
You got it.
They can search you in almost any way that they so desire. And it is a very disturbing feeling for those of us who actually value liberty going through these things.
I get disturbed when I'm traveling from state to state by aircraft. You know, just sure. because of the intrusions that I get. You know, it's crazy.
And they've just made their pat downs even more invasive. That was in the news recently.
Yeah, thorough. Or I'm trying to think of the. They use some euphemism, which
they gave my Jimmy's a good jostling when I was there. Let's just say that
they take you out to dinner afterwards.
No, I'm afraid not.
Nothing like that.
So we got a story from CNN that's getting into the sort of the legal issues at the border.
Yeah, and I think it's. From a liberty point of view, what I liked about this story was it's pointing out that it's getting more scrutiny. So if you could say something that positive has come out of the Trump administration, it is, you know, they people tend to think of this as, well, this is, you know, just under Trump. All this stuff started happening. It's like, no. This has been going on for a long time, definitely since, amped up since 9/11.
Yeah.
So the story continues. Reports of spread of travelers, immigrants, and U.S. citizens being pulled aside at airports for hours for secondary questioning, as well as having their smartphones and laptops searched.
Are they going to buy you another plane ticket? You know, if they go ahead and pull you aside, because most of the time, if you're in an airport, you got maybe an hour to an hour and a half on the average, I would say,
sure,
for a layover,
and that's it.
And if they just hold you there for 3 or 4 hours and you miss your flight, then what happens? The airline isn't obligated to, you know, buy you another ticket.
Right.
Right?
But I think the airlines, God, I would think that they would all, I'm looking at it from a customer service point of view.
That they would do the
I
right
would
thing.
Want to make it right, because it is obviously something that's out of their control,
true.
Out of your control. But the courts have held that's mostly allowed, even for citizens. Law enforcement at the border may search an individual and belongings without providing much of a reason at all. There are some limits. An appellate court has held that conducting a deeper search of electronics, called a forensic search, requires reasonable suspicion of some wrongdoing, a lower standard than within the U.S. otherwise.
So forensic search is where they use specific tools, forensic analysis tools,
sure.
on your computer or phone, and they have these tools to where they can just dock their phone or your phone onto their
right.
computer, run a program, and then it just ingests everything from the phone and analyzes it for whatever it is they're looking for.
Right.
I mean, it's not going to necessarily be a quick process, but it's very thorough.
Right. And the key thing you said there is whatever they're looking for. Well, they're not looking for anything in most of these cases.
It's a fishing expedition.
They're fishing. Right. So they'll gather all that data and then see if something sticks, which is completely opposite of any ideal that one would think that this country was founded upon.
Oh, yeah, there's that pesky Declaration of Independence with the whole warrant that shall specify what's to be searched and what's to be looked for,
sure.
and that, what location and what they're going to find there. None of that applies at the border, is what the courts have said.
That's pretty much it. Customs and Border Protection and Immigrations and Customs Enforcement also have a set of internal policies reviewed by the Department of Homeland Security's Privacy Office. Well, there, I feel better already. That governs what agents can do, including in special cases like attorney-client privilege or journalist devices. Still, experts say the government has always had the most leeway at the border and its ports of entry.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a constitution-free zone at the border, but the government's powers are at their highest and people's privacy interests are considered to be at their lowest, said Chris Calabresi, Vice President of Policy at the Centers for Democracy and Technology, and Civil Liberties Advocacy Group.
So when I went in, again, my first time flying to Mexico, it was coming back that I was concerned with, so I actually did go ahead and sanitize my laptop and the smartphone that I had with me, and I logged out of everything, cleared all the cookies and all the cache from the browsers, logged out of all the communications programs, because it's not like there was anything on the laptop that I wanted, that they could find in the first place.
Sure.
But I didn't want them reading through my Facebook chats. I didn't want
exactly.
them reading through my Signal chats or my Telegram chats. It's just none of their damn business.
And that's the point.
And
it's
that's what
none
they'll
of
do.
Their damn business.
They'll sit there and read through your stuff.
Sure.
People have had that happen. And so when I was going into... When you're coming back in, they have a declarations form that you have to fill out, and you have to say, the stuff that you're bringing back with you from whatever country that you visited. And I'm a noob. I didn't know you couldn't bring back a pear, so You know, I had a pair from Mexico.
Oh, come on, Ian. That's like coming through
basic stuff, right?
101, yeah.
But again, I'm a noob. I didn't know that. There was never any signage that said you can't do that.
You're kidding.
No,
I saw tons of that stuff.
I didn't see anything like that
anywhere. That's all right.
And the form that I had, you know, asked, do you have any fruits or meats or whatever? And I answered, honestly, sure. Yeah, I've got a pair. You know, I said, a bag of peanuts. Well, apparently you can have peanuts. That's totally fine.
Oh.
But the pear, no, can't have that. And so they brought me over to, or they had me go over to, like, the search zone or whatever. And when I went into that area, there were signs up about, please turn off your cell phones. And I thought that was interesting because,
right.
You know, they are very, very concerned with the, you know, people taking pictures or recording video back there. And given the circumstances that I was already in, given, you know, my relationship with the government,
sure.
I did not choose that moment to push the issue of recording the interaction.
Understandably.
But they are very... And it was the second time, actually, that I've been at a border kind of patrol-related area where there's very strict camera restrictions. So, again, they say it's not a constitution-free zone. It is a constitution-free zone because otherwise you should have a right to record your interactions with these people.
Right. So did they offer any rationale of why you could not take pictures or...
No, I didn't broach the subject, though. So
yeah.
my
But there was no clear sign saying, you know, top secret, nothing
just,
like that.
And it did say, please turn off your cell phone. So
that's
it could have just been a request, and it might be something that I could try the next time I go through.
Right.
I think next time I might, like, schedule a flight where there's a long layover just
right.
so that I can have a little more time to kind of futz around with,
sure.
with the system. Because it ended up being that I didn't actually really have any trouble. There was the search because of the pair, but it wasn't a search for... It wasn't a search
I'm just trying to imagine the probable cause. Well, if this were anything but the kangaroo court and the phony justice system that occurs at the border, under what grounds would you like to search the suspect? Well, sir, he had a pair.
He has a pair.
So yeah. We have to violate his rights every possible way we can.
The bureaucrat in Customs and Border Protection... the bureaucrat found, you know, he was going through my backpack. He takes the pair out. He knew it was in there because I'd reported it.
Yeah.
And he actually thanked me for being honest. You know, because apparently a lot of people try to sneak pears and things like that through the border,
yeah,
and they don't
get it.
Admit
yeah.
it. So I had admitted that I had it, and he thanked me for that and moved me along. That was it.
And it's really it's an agricultural thing. It's
yeah.
it's a question of bringing parasites and bugs in that could impact U.S. crops. And
yeah, I
kind of get
that.
But come on.
There's people bringing truckloads of fruit through there. So it's like,
that's true.
They're not inspecting the entire truckload of fruit. That's not a possibility.
Yeah. But you also get that within the states, too, if you ever...
Go to California.
Go to California, or you go to Hawaii. They were very strict on that stuff there, too.
We got more on this story about being at the border, the lack of rights, or the very restrictive situation that exists there. The toll-free number here is 855-453, 855-450-3733. You want to see the crackdown continue? It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses, but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind or comment on the border. The crackdown on your rights, which pretty much don't exist, according to the courts at the border. If they want to search you as invasively as they want,
no problem.
They pretty much can. You know, there may be one or two places inside your body that they can't search, but I don't even know about that.
I think they're working on that technology. Yeah. I think that's coming.
So the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, all, of course, predicated, a lot of this, on the war on drugs, right? It's
sure.
The idea that, oh, we need to search every crevice, every little pocket in your bag or every crevice of your body to make sure that there's not a bag of heroin or cocaine or something.
Well, not just that, but the war on terror and the belief that when you declare war in a country, whether it be on poverty or on drugs or on terrorism, you're really focusing your war internally. The borders sometimes come into play when we talk about drugs, but most of the drug war isn't fought on the border. The drug war is fought in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And people that have simply made a choice to put something into their own bodies, which they own and they possess, are the victims oftentimes. And then this idea that we can clamp down so hard at the border that we'll actually stop trade from occurring when there's huge demand is poppycock.
It's never worked out. I mean, they can't even stop human beings from coming across the border, being smuggled across or sneaking across. It's going to be that much harder to stop drugs. They can't even keep drugs out of their own prisons. I mean, the idea that they're somehow going to be successful at doing this, it's just an excuse for control.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we all know that if the drug dealers want to get the drugs through, they just got to pay the right people off, and then they can just roll on through unmolested for the most part.
But it's interesting. If you tell people something for long enough. And we had the admissions from, was it Ehrlichman or Haldeman from the Nixon administration?
I don't know.
It was one of them. It was one of Nixon's top aides who basically came out a year or two ago and said, yeah, we knew the whole drug war was bogus. What we wanted to do was make the hippies the enemy of the state by making marijuana illegal and declaring a war on that. And we wanted to attack the blacks who were attacking Nixon, so we made heroin. We associated with them and then declared the whole war on drugs. We knew it was a farce. So that is what it's about. But it's interesting that, you know, 40, 50 years later, if you talk to the average American, maybe that's not a good way to put it, but you could talk to a lot of Americans who truly believe that, you know, this is the reason we have all our problems in society. If you repeat the same things over and over through your propaganda, people will
believe it.
They'll believe it.
Wasn't that Hermann Goebbels? Was it Hermann Goebbels?
Goebbels. Yeah, I know. Nixon, that's good. Hitler's
Nixon,
propaganda
Hitler.
Minister. Yep, yeah.
They're all the same.
Oh, boy.
All right. So the toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, I was just reminded that we are going to have Ademo Freeman calling in tonight.
Interesting.
He tried calling it the last segment of the last night's show, and we were just too busy with calls at the time. And I said, dude, call in tomorrow. We'll put you on then. He's in jail, so he'll be calling us from jail in Warren County, Ohio, after he was arrested over a month ago now for possession and alleged distribution charges of 26 pounds of marijuana. So we'll see what the latest is from inside jail coming up probably sometime in hour number two. Meanwhile, of course, you can comment on the restrictions at the border. Maybe you want to see more searches, more restrictions, more old ladies and children being searched too.
Right. Well, some people truly believe that this is how you keep a country safe, and if so, I'd love to hear it.
If you're one of those people who believes that, you want those folks to call in?
I'd love to. I'd love to hear people's... I have my own perspective on things. Mm-hmm. You have your own, and it's always good to hear how other people are thinking and what their beliefs are.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is there more from CNN?
A little bit. They were talking about, the searches of electronic devices and things like that. The numbers are pretty staggering. The numbers have been trending up. CBP, which would be Customs and Border Protection, said in fiscal year 2016 it conducted 23,877 electronic media searches, up from only 4,764 the year before.
What was it, 23,000? What was the number?
23,000 in 2016, up from 4,764 the year before. So it's like close to a six-fold, almost a six-fold increase.
Yeah, that's huge.
Out of nearly 400 million arrivals. So if you look at it that way, okay, it's not like everybody coming across is getting searched.
Nope.
That's a fairly small percentage.
They left me alone.
Yeah, yeah. But they also said that fewer searches happened in February of this year than the one before. So
okay. Maybe I went in the wrong. I went in the right month then. Apparently.
Yeah. But this is also. I'm skipping through this article a little bit. NBC News had reported Monday that 25 citizens on a particular flight were searched for their phones and passports.
Wow.
23 of them happened to be Muslim. So it is one
so,
of those
yeah, maybe
areas.
If my skin was a little darker.
Exactly.
Or if I was wearing certain garb, that might have increased my likelihood.
Yeah, and I think that's what, you know, people like Ron Wyden, the senator from Oregon, who's very much, he's a good opponent of this type of activity. Mm-hmm. He's kind of up in arms about.
There aren't enough people like him, then, that are opposing this, because most people are going to embrace more state, more searches.
Yeah. And the answer, you know, if a senator or a congressman stands up against it, then you're un-American. And we've seen how some of these really hawkish types, like John McCain, have attacked, for example, Rand Paul when he dared, you know, go against something that, you know, the administration wanted or something like that. And basically his quote recently, well, that means that Rand Paul is working for Putin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just that's the brush you're going to be painted with if you dare stand up for what should be what most people would consider basic American principles.
Right. And privacy should have been one of those, or should still be one of those things. And that the Constitution wasn't just written, the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights, it wasn't just written for people who were born on this particular plot of land. It doesn't specify that.
Right.
The Bill of Rights is about how this government should interact with all human beings, all people within its purview, within its landmass, geographic area that they have control over, should be have their rights respected, whether it's their right to bear arms or their right to freedom of speech, their right to privacy. You can go on down the list. That's for all human beings, but it's just not being respected in any way, shape, or form.
Right,
and it's sad.
And that is a very important point. It's one I don't know if you're familiar with the Tenth Amendment Center, but Mike Meharry, Mike Meharry works there as the communications director. But he and I have had some conversations about this topic and how it truly does. Our Constitution doesn't say, the citizens shall be secure in their private property and their papers and things like that.
Yeah, citizen isn't even in the first 10.
No, it talks about people.
That's right.
And to me, and Mike agrees with me, that does mean people that are here illegally. Yes, it means people that are here on a visa. That means people who are guests or regardless. If it is how we protect the rights of the individual from our government. That was the intent of the Bill of Rights.
And if you don't protect the rights of all people, including, those weird people from over there.
Sure.
If you don't protect their rights, then your own rights will inevitably be eroded. And that's what's happened here, is the state is using the boogeyman of drugs or terrorism or, fill in the blank. These are the two most popular boogeymen. They're using these boogeymen to say, I don't know about all these rights. Let's just put those rights aside. We need security. We need safety.
Sure.
Fear. It's scary out there, people. Don't you need us to keep you safe? And then people will just eat it up, man.
Yeah.
They do those interviews at the airports about the TSA. Whenever there's some new TSA invasive search policy or some sort of change, they'll always ask people on the news,
well,
what do you think about this? And then a lot of people will say, well, it's an inconvenience, but if it helps keep us safe.
Exactly.
And it's just, it's sad.
It is. It is. And how long did it really take Americans to get used? And I was one of those people that I flew, I'm going to say within a week or maybe about a week after 9/11.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I had a trip to Chicago for a storage conference, and I was out there, and it was like the first time I had ever flown where they were recommending show up at the airport four hours earlier.
I remember that.
For a domestic flight.
Right.
It was nuts and boring.
At that point, if it's a short flight, you might as well just drive.
Yeah. Yeah, it probably would have made sense now in retrospect.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to kick off hour number two coming up here in moments. You're still welcome to comment on this issue. Are you somebody who is really comfortable with being shaken down at the border? You want to see more invasion of people's privacy? 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.